Proclamation number 5284 of 29th of December, 1951. Apparently spirit work before the end. I am obviously working on my children and they shall experience one sign after another so that they learn to believe so firmly and unshakably that they believe everything to be possible. My spirit is constantly active in them to order and enliven and to shape the human being according to my will. It is indeed my spirit which works in these children of mine. Yet they themselves must first have made the working of my spirit possible through their will. Thus it is not possible to speak of an arbitrary treasure of grace which I pour out on the person, even though everything that concerns him is grace. The working of my spirit is only possible when the inner willingness to receive grace and the fullest devotion to me has taken place. Unless an unusual act of grace takes place in a person who is destined for a significant task which shall be recognizable to all people. But then prerequisites are also given which you humans do not know about but which have determined me to choose precisely this person for an extraordinary mission. Then I will, so to speak, have an effect on him myself. But if the working of my spirit in you has been permitted by yourselves, then my divine strength is constantly active in you, and then your earthly life is a constant revelation of myself. You will recognize me in everything, you will experience my help, my presence, my constant care for you and thereby join me so intimately that only my will fills you, that you cannot live other than according to my will. Then I will have become a concept of reality for you and will also remain so forever. You liven me in with me. And I liven in with you. You'll receive the certainty of being counted among my own as soon as my spirit is manifestly active in you, as soon as you are filled with my grace and feel me myself in you. As soon as you feel the happiness of love which only a work of unselfish neighborly love can give you, then I will already be within you and my spirit will come to life in you. My spirit will already have a decisive effect on your thoughts and intentions. Then you will already be walking by my hand because my spirit will guide you. Then you need only look around you with a spiritual eye. Then you need only pay attention to all processes which relate to your spiritual life, and a new kingdom will take shape in you. You can call it a new life which you now lead but which can only be pursued spiritually, which is only recognizable to fellow human beings insofar as it changes the nature of the human being in whom my spirit is working. Yet what is only faintly recognizable outwardly becomes all the more noticeable inwardly. It changes the person completely, for the working of my spirit is never without success. It obviously manifests itself through my permission when I exceptionally want to strengthen the human being's faith which, however, is not forced. Because then only the strength of a right faith manifests itself, which the fellow human being can still deny or explain as human will power but which can signify strengthening to a weak believer and make him strong himself. But my own are saved, for where my spirit is active the counter spirit no longer has any influence, for they belong to me and remain my own forever. Amen.